The afternoon stretch, Brenna Reagan, Devlin McKenzie, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio, going to the Cure Hotline, where we get our weekly hit with Aria Gerson, Vandy beat writer for the Tennessean. You can follow her on Twitter at @Aria_Gerson. Aria, thank you so much for jumping in. Hope you're doing well.
Good.
Perfect. Sorry about that. No, you're good. You're good. So, Vandy, Alabama, I mean, this was a game that I don't think you can... You're not really going to learn a whole lot of a 55-3 loss against Alabama, but what was some of the takeaways when you saw this game for Vandy football?
I think my main takeaway, and this is something I've been saying, but, you know, the core problem that Vanderbilt has right now is just sort of that their talent isn't on, like, close to the same level as the top-tier SEC teams. The speed isn't there, the athleticism... just not on the same level, and that was particularly going to be an issue against Alabama, considering that their quarterback won the Heisman, and it was. I was not expecting that the defense was going to be able to make many stops, and they didn't. And I'm not sure there's much they can do about that in season when it comes to, you know, schematic tweaks they can make. That's more of a recruiting thing. Offensively... I mean, there was good and bad. Well, good in the sense that they didn't get shut out this time. But I thought that A.J. Swan not turning the ball over was good, if you want to, you know, take anything positive. But obviously, you know, the offensive line was not great. The receivers weren't really getting open. Nothing was really getting open. Swan got sacked 5 times. So... you know, it doesn't really change my opinion on, like, whether they'll have chances against teams that are not Alabama or Georgia. But, you know, just sort of a reality check, I think.
Talking with Aria Gerson, Tennessean beat writer for Vanderbilt, or Vandy beat writer for Tennessean, I guess is that's the proper way to say that. You don't cover the Tennessean for Vandy. You do the opposite of that. But... A.J. Swan staying in the whole time during this game. I think that's one of the bigger takeaways that I see, that we didn't see Clark Lee and this Vandy staff cut bait and run, try to throw Mike Wright out there. They kept A.J. Swan out there on the field. That feels like, to me, is a declaration of we're sticking with this guy thick or thin.
Yeah, I agree. They let him go through it, and I think, you know, and I said this last week, I think, when you have a week, a bye week right afterwards, it's sort of like, well, you know, that's a week where you can look at film and try to identify if there's anything that, you know, you can fix by the time that you play other teams later in the season. So I think having A.J. Swan out there, you know, kind of helps just from that perspective. I also am not surprised that they... you know, weren't trying to use wildcat packages with Mike Wright or anything just because it's Alabama. I think wasting those plays against Alabama wouldn't be a very good idea. So I'm not surprised that they didn't do that. But, you know, they kind of just let A.J. Swan kind of wear that one, I guess.
Now, Aria, did you watch the broadcast and, like, listen to the commentators?
Yes, I did.
Did you hear that they were kind of, I don't know if it was a lack of content or maybe they were bored, but it seemed like they were kind of forcing the QB controversy. That's at least what I got out of it. Can you talk a little bit on that and what you thought about that? Because they were really, I mean, that's what everyone who was watching the game nationally heard was, you know, Mike Wright needs to play. Mike Wright needs to play. That's essentially what they were saying. Can you speak on that a little bit?
Yeah, I heard that, and I tweeted about it at the time, like, I disagreed with what they were saying. And, you know, if what you're saying, I mean, there's two different things here. There's the idea that, like, they need to find a way to get Mike Wright on the field, which I think is valid. But like I said, I don't think Alabama is the right game to be doing that in. But they were kind of going a little bit further than that. And in my opinion, when you have a freshman that's starting at quarterback and, you know, you've kind of made him the starter at this point, if you're taking him out for really anything and putting in the other guy, that's just does not send the right message. It sends the wrong message. It is telling him that you don't trust him, and that he can't make mistakes, or else he's just going to get pulled. And that is not how you develop a quarterback. You have to kind of let him make mistakes to some level. If you're going to be starting a freshman, you know, you have to know that that's what's going to happen. And it's sort of a thing like they decided to make him the starter, and at this point, you know, unmaking him the starter or whatever would be worse. For a lot of different reasons, it would be kind of worse for everybody. And I think it's, you know, easy to clamor for Mike Wright, you know, when things are going badly. The truth is, I don't think no matter who they were starting at quarterback, you know, the result wouldn't have been there. But at this point, you know, you have to let AJ Swan develop, and you have to be patient when you're starting freshmen, and not just AJ Swan, but any of the other freshmen that were out there. You have to be a little bit patient, and that's a luxury that you do kind of have when your most winnable games are in the second half of the season. Because if you leave them in now and you attack some of that stuff on film, you know, throughout the next couple weeks, and they have a second bye week too, you know, that will pay off later, even if it's not clear right now.
Talking with Aria Gerson, you can follow her on Twitter at @Aria_Gerson. You know, it seems like a lot of people want Mike Wright on the field, kind of what you were talking about, but I don't see a way of the running quarterbacks or doing. I think you got to keep it AJ Swan. Do you see any other way, or has Clark Lee hinted at possibly using Mike Wright, running back, wide receiver, something like that in some other different scheme for the offense?
Clark Lee did hint today that they were potentially exploring ways to get Mike Wright on the field, but he said it wasn't going to be one of those things where, like, he and AJ are alternating drives based on what the score is or based on who's playing better. And so the implication was that this would be more of like a wildcat package or a both quarterbacks on the field at the same time type of thing. He didn't really give specifics because obviously he doesn't want to reveal the playbook. But
rude.
That was sort of in the vein that I got the impression that they were considering. I really, you know, I'm skeptical personally of, you know, anything involving two quarterback packages. I don't think they work. And again, I don't think you should be taking AJ Swan off the field at this point. But, you know, if they do want to use him, I don't think a midseason position change makes sense, you know, and not in football. And I don't think that, you know, Parsley obviously shut down this idea, but I don't think, you know, having Mike Wright come in entire situations, like, doesn't make sense either. So if they're going to do something, it would just be kind of like a wildcat or a trick play of some sort. And, you know, that's probably going to happen. And I would have to see the plays to know if I like them.
Now, Aria, has Clark mentioned anything about the running back room? Because I think they're kind of getting back to full strength with Rocco and Ray, you know, how they're going to split time. And I know Patrick was out early with injury. Is he back yet? It seems like one of their better position groups. Has anyone asked how that's going to turn out for the rest of the season?
Well, Patrick Smith is back, yes. And Rocco played against Alabama. I'm not sure if he was at 100%, but considering there's not a game this week, I'm assuming that, you know, all three of them are going to be good to go against Ole Miss unless one of them, you know, gets hurt in practice or something. And I think that having a fully stocked running back room will really help because all the running backs have different strengths. And so you can kind of rotate them in a little bit more and use them situationally based on what you want, or maybe even use two running back personnel at certain times. So I definitely think that's going to, you know, be helpful going forward in the season.
Talking with Aria Gerson, once again, the Vandy beat writer for the Tennessean. I want to get back to the Mike Wright real quick, because if you could see a spot where he could fit in, and I'm going to open this up for you and Bruno, because I think both of y'all have a good perspective on this. Where could y'all see him possibly fitting in? Wide receiver, running back? It kind of seems reminiscent of when Lamar Jackson first got to the Baltimore Ravens, and they had Joe Flacco at quarterback, but they kept using Lamar Jackson in a wide receiver to kind of run some different trick plays or just trying to throw the defenses off. Ari, I'll start with you. Do you think you see anything like that with Mike Wright and not really a swap at quarterback, just more or less a different position? And then, Bruno, I want you to answer that afterwards.
I just think that having somebody change positions in the middle of the season doesn't make a ton of sense because I think they would need more reps to be going in SEC games at a position than they would get in the middle of the season. I think if that was going to happen, it would need to happen in the spring. Perhaps there could be some sort of trick play where, like, say, you know, A.J. Swan and Mike Wright are both on the field and Mike Wright, you know, gets a handoff and then tries to throw or, like, some kind of double pass or something. But I don't really see him changing positions in the middle of the season. I don't really think that makes sense.
Yeah, and here's how I see it. You have to have someone be the backup quarterback. You put Mike at receiver, which, first of all, I don't think he'd be very good at because there's a lot of intricacies on route running, your timing, your technique. He probably doesn't have that development yet. And let's say you do put him in there, and then AJ gets hurt, and now all of a sudden you have to go take from your receivers, from who's someone who's stealing reps, and then you know put him at quarterback, and then he's not fresh at quarterback because he's been thinking of receiver. So I don't think it'd be anything offensively. At best, it'd be, you know, a special teams role if he really wanted to play, but that would be a very unique thing to have your backup quarterback out there running gunner or even return man. It would be a first. So I would personally, if I'm on there, you have to know that backup quarterback is an important role because your number could be called at any second. I mean, look at Tua when he led Alabama to, was it the SEC or the national championship?
They
benched Jalen Hurts, and, you know, he had to be ready right then and there. So I would leave Mike as the backup and just tell him, like, hey, your moment could come anytime, so stick with it and just stick with learning and growing in that regard. That's what I would personally do.
I feel like it's tough, though, because you have somebody that's clearly a dynamic playmaker. And that's where I wonder if Clark Lee in his brain somewhere, Aria, is that he has to think, well, I've got this guy, and I think he thinks along the same lines of what we all think. Swan needs to be the quarterback, and you don't want to just interchange two guys for, you know, just a goal line play, kind of like what Mike Wright did with Ken Seals when Ken Seals took over the job. I don't think that's a good, that wouldn't be a good move, but I would think it's somewhere Clark Lee is thinking, how do I get this guy into the game and have this kind of playmaking ability available to me?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what he said today, where he was like, we want to get our best 11 players on the field, however that is. But, you know, again, he didn't really go into more detail than that. But he was pretty adamant that he wasn't just going to have them alternate possessions or alternate drives or, like, any sort of system like that. Because, you know, they did do that last year, and it didn't work. So it didn't really make any sense at all. So, you know, I think it's smart to not be doing that. Again, I would need to see the specific plays that they have in mind before I judge them, but it's a little bit difficult for me to see this being a significant aspect just because of a lot of the stuff that Bruno mentioned, that, you know, he needs to be the backup quarterback, and he also, you know, you can't really learn another position in the middle of the season.
So, obviously, Clark Lee, Vandy going into the bye week this week, has there been any talks of what they're trying to do during this bye week? Is there any kind of keys they're coming up with getting ready for Ole Miss two weekends from now?
Yeah, I mean, right now I think it's just kind of resetting, recalibrating, like looking at what they can attack on the film from Alabama and what they can correct. And, you know, he mentioned today he had kind of a conference call, and he said basically there's things they're going to look at both kind of on the field and then schematically. Again, didn't really go into what that is specifically, but there's lots of things when you lose 55-3. So they're definitely taking time to make adjustments. I think before they even look more specifically at Ole Miss, which obviously they're going to do before that game. But I definitely think that they're taking advantage of this week.
Aria Gerson, we have her every Wednesday right here on Nashville Sports Radio. You can follow her on Twitter, Aria_Gerson. Great follow there. A lot of great Vandy knowledge. And outside of that, a lot of other great things that she's tweeting out there. And find her in the Tennessean, Vandy beat writer for the Tennessean. Aria, thank you so much for jumping on with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Aria Gerson, always good stuff there from her.